Mesinas Kesef Bekedushin, various Lishonos that the Isha uses, and we have to understand what her das is, whether she's intending to want to be Mekudeshes, or she's effectively saying, I'm not interested. Differences, whether she says to name Le'ava Le'vicha, to name Le'ploni, or she says Almanas. How does Almanas work? We discussed Rashi, the Tosus Rid, the Tzlichas that the Gemara makes between the various cases. Now we have more of these types of cases. Let's see the next part of the Gemara. Tanu Rabban, another Braisa, his Kachili Bimane, to name Agabi Sela. Let's say he tells her his Kachili Bimane, and she responds by saying, place it on the rock. Eina Mekudeshes. So this is not viewed as Kedushin, doesn't count as Kedushin. However, Bimhoya Sela Shela, Mekudeshes. If it would be her Sela, then she's Mekudeshes. And now, by Rabibi, Sela Shel Shnei Amah, Sela belong to both of them, take. So what exactly is the issue over here? What's distinguishing between Sela Shela, Sela Shelo, and what's the suffix of Rabibi? What's the inyan here in this Gemara? What does Rashi say? M'haya Sela Shela Mekudeshes, Shechatseo Shela Bimkon Nelo V'Arehu Kimoshen Shemekablaso. Rashi brings in the notion of Kinyan Chatzer. Rashi says, Sela Shela works because of the notion of Kinyan Chatzin. So therefore it's considered like he gave her the Kesef of Kedushin. In other words, Sela Shelo will not work because there's no basis for her to be Kona the Kesef. Sela Shelo works because of the Kinyan of Chatzin. In other words, so the issue in this Braisa, the distinction between the cases, is not about what her das is, whether there's Ritzui. There's clearly Ritzui. When she responds to him by saying, place it on the rock, that's saying, I want to be Mekudeshes and put it over there. That would be the basis for the Nesinas Kesef. The question is, do you have a proper acquisition of the Kesef? So what would be the suffix of Rabibi then? The suffix is whether, in the case of Sela Shoshneim, whether you have a valid kinyan of the Kesef. So this is how it would seem from Rashi, as understood by the Rishonim. And everybody asks, as we'll soon see in Tosfos, L'chaira, in the case of Chatzer Shel Shneihem, we know that the person, one person cannot be koneh from the other. They can be koneh from someone outside, a third party. Either one of them could, but not from each other. So then what would be the suffix of Rabibi? Let's see the Tosfos. Tosfos asks this on Rashi. Imhoya Sela Shela Mekudeshes, Hirish Bekuntris, Dechatzera Konela. That's the pshat in the Gemara, that the basis for Sela Shela is because of Chatzer. Fektosus imkein, my boy, Sela Shel Shneim Mau. What's the suffix? Pshita de Eina Kona. Keman de Hu Chatzer Shel Shneim. Kedamina Perkamoches Asfina. We have the Gemara in Bava Basra, the fifth Perek. Amar Rav Yanai. Chatzer Shel Shnei Shutfin. Konim Zemizeh. So it says there that they could acquire one something from one another. But the Gemara goes on and says, when is that true? If if you're measuring into the keli, the box, or whatever of the lokeach, so that's considered like it's going into the chatzer of the lokeach because the kupa serves as the chatzer. However, b'modid ala karka, if you're measuring that which you want to sell on the karka, and the karka belongs to both the mocher and the lokeach, lo. Why? Because it's not considered to be good enough to be viewed as the chatz of the lokeach if it also belongs to the mocher as well. So it's clear that you can't have a joint chatzer serve as a basis for a kinyan from one shutif to the other. So it's mefurish in the Gemara that you can't have a kinyan chatzer that way. So how could Rashi learn the Gemara here based on chatzer and then explain the Gemara of Bibi Suffolk? This is how Tosus and the Rishonim ask on Rashi. So I have to see what to answer for Rashi. First, let's see how Tosus learns the sugya. V'nira lefarish, d'hacha hatam ein tali b'kinyan chatzera. So Tosus says it's not about the issue of kinyan chatzer. Elak, the difference is something else. Elk kesha haselas shela samcha daita. When it's her sela, then there's a smichas das. Chayra, what does he mean? That she wants kedushin. Again, Pashtus, what would he mean? that if it's a seller shelo, then she's saying in effect, I don't want to be miskadeshes to you. Put it on your seller. And now the suffix would be ubay kishes. So shneim isam chadai to olo. So l'chayotosis means that the shayla of the Gemara is whether I have here ritzui for kedusha. When she says put it on your seller, she's effectively saying I'm not interested. Like the cases we had earlier in the Gemara, it's the same type of issue. Do you have ritzui or not? So your seller, she's saying I'm not interested. She says put on my seller, she's saying I am interested. So shneim, that's the shayla. So good, that takes care of the question of ritzui. But now, what's still missing here? What would be the basis for the kedushin? Where's the nesinas hakesef? That Tosfos doesn't explain. So let's say she said sela shela. Good. So what would be the kinyan? So sela shela, perhaps we could say what's the kinyan over there? Chatz. Now what about the Tzela Shoshneh? So just because, have a suffix. So on the tzad that she wants Kedushin, you still need to have a Maisa Nesinas Kesef for Kedushin. So many learn Tosfos. This is apparently how the Beis Yosef learned. They quote from the Beis Yosef Simin Lamed, Avni Miluim takes it for granted like this. The Pshat is al derech what the Rush says. Let's see what the Rush says here, the Sugya. Tosfos the Rush is here on the Tosfos, and we have in the Rush in the back. We can look in the Rush in the back. Piskei Rush. The Rush learns that there was a separate Nesinas Kesef to an area which is clearly a valid place for her to mekabel the Kesef. And that's the unspoken case that's not spelled out, because if you have a Ritzui Kedushin, then that would be the Nesinas Kesef. If there was a declaration of not being interested, then later on the fact that she says nothing does not count for Kedushin, because she already made her views known. That's what the Rush says. Let's see in the Rush. He brings the Gemara, and then he says, Vitkasha, Mahid, on the Gemara suffix of Selish Hashneim, Vitkasha from the Gemara Baba Basra. The imkain, so it says over there, gabi karka lo, the imkain tifshet minei, the ena mekudesha. So you should see from that case that selos oshneim doesn't work. If it's a suffix, if it's kona, you see it's not kona. The yeshu oma says the rush, the hacha, ena davatoi bekinyan. So again, just like Tosfos says, it's not about being kona. Shetei kona idich hasela. The mayri hacha afilu sara kamana tocheka. The case is that you threw the mana to cheka is meaning her bosom. In other words, it was to into her, her rishus mamish, which is obviously a proper nesinas kesef. The hadik tani bebraisa to name agabi hasela in mukudeshes. In other words, the case that doesn't work when it's sela shelo. So what's the case? All he did was he put it on his own sela. No. What happened was, he says, she says, put it al gabi sela, and it was sela shelo. And what did he do? He did that, or he didn't even bother doing that. He went right away and gave it to her. And she said nothing. Maya feels zarko tocheka, the kiblasso. But what did she say a minute before? Put it on a sela. So now when he gives it to her, tocheka, they came to Amr Tanim Agabi Sela, Havi Ki'ilu Amra Eni Chavetz Bekedushin. And therefore, Avafilim Zarko Letocheka Vishaska, even though now she's silent, Me'achu Zekvar Gilsa Daita She'ena Rotsa L'Shadish Lo, Yechol Risha Tomar, V'Toras Matana Kibaltim. Why not? I'll take a gift from you. She's not Mechuyev to spell out at that moment that I'm not interested, because she already said so. So therefore, again, the case of Tzela Shelo and Mekudeshes is even when later on he gives it to her in a proper nesina, a proper place. But she's Megaladas, she doesn't want Kedushin. Abu B'Tzela Shelo Mekudeshes, why? She doesn't want to be Kona. To the contrary, if it's Tzela Shelo, then we view what she said as a proper declaration of Kedushin. Function of what type of seller they're looking at. What type of seller is he referring to? Was it a seller shalah? Then that doesn't mean I'm not interested. The contrary, that shows he's interested. Shezeh lashed moresh shehi chafetz b'kiddushin. And again, and what would be the nesinas kesef there? Pashtus could be the sela itself. If you want to say maybe there was a technical problem in the sela, maybe it wasn't mishtameres, you have to know the gedarim of chatzer. So maybe the case would be that the sela would not be a proper chatzer. So then you'd have to have another case after that that he gave it to her. That's a discussion, you know, if he came with the Shulchan Aruch and so on. Do you have to, maybe it's the tocheka in all cases, maybe it's only the tocheka in the case of sela shelo. Good, but clearly the das is there, the das for kedusha. What's the suffix now? The shaila is the following. Masela shel shnei and mahu, it follows. Yesh ladin b'lashin zeh. What should we make of such a lashon? When she says, put on the sela is owned by both of them, a jointly owned area. How do we read such words? Do we read those words interpreted as saying, I'm okay with kedushin? If so, v'nafgamina, imzarko tocheka v'shtika, so then we have kedushin. But if hadas is interpreted as saying, I'm not interested, if it's saying, put it in a joint sela, then the tocheka won't work good. This is the Rashi's approach. He says, that's how you learn later on also. The next Gemara we'll see tomorrow, Mithrashem, the continuation of the Gemara with Kelev. According to the Rashi, it's a new picture here. It's a case where it was a separate nesina, the tocheka. That would be where the suffix is relevant, because the toch selas of shneim is for sure not a kinyan chatzer. But if I don't view her statement as expressing displeasure, then the tocheka can work afterwards. So it comes out the issue is really again one of, do I have mitzvah or not? But you'll have to figure out a way to call it a real nesinas kesef. Questions, Ari and Yoni? Yes. I don't hear. So.
I may have just misheard, but you said that perhaps it's not so clear what the scene would be. Would it be the cella that when you put it into the cella, or would you need something else?
So no. In other words, the case of the suffix on the tzad, then it will work. Why do we have a suffix? Because maybe she is misratza. She's not declaring by saying zela shel shneim. She's not saying I'm not interested. But Gemaisi still needed nesinas kesef, so you have it. It was subsequently he put it l'tocheka and she was quiet. The case, and I only want to understand back in the case of Sela Shalom Kudeshes. So it comes out what the Bryce is talking about two different cases. I mean, not two different cases, but I mean, the suffix of Rabibi is a case of a tocheka afterwards. But the Bryce wasn't talking about such a case. It's a little bit strange. It's a little bit unclear, and the Gemara doesn't sound that way. I mean, if the Brisa was discussing Sela Shalom, Sela Shalom, and no case of throwing a tocheka. So Rabibi comes and says, what about Sela Shel Shneim in a case where there'll be a tocheka? And the Brisa didn't discuss a tocheka at all. But that's what it would seem like if it was a private. If Sela Shalom means I'm interested in Kedushin, and he puts it there, then they have a chatzah. But then again, you could tie in that the case of the chatzah, the seller was for some reason disqualified to act as a chatzah. The Ritva brings in the question of omid l'tzad chatzera, there's halachas, mishtameres. You have to know when a chatzah can count as a vehicle for kinyan. So maybe you'll say that the case of seller shalah also requires an asina l'tochek afterwards, because mitzad chatzah wouldn't work, but mitzad gilidas, I would interpret Salah Shalah as a statement of Ritzu. So then comes Rabibi and says, okay, what about a statement of Tnei Magabi Salah Shal Shneim? Do I treat that as a Ritzu? And therefore, the Latocheka will work there as well. That's the suffix. So it's a little bit better if you say it that way, because then it comes out that the Latocheka case is in the Bryce as well. That's a discussion. But the basic approach of the Rush, and again, this could be what Tosis will say then, that we're not dealing with a suffix ugabi kinyan chatzah, we're talking about a suffix ugabi ritzu isha for kiddushin. This is how Tosis therefore will learn pshat in the Gemara. Yoni and Noam, yeah.
When we say shneim, are we saying dafka it's also owned by the Mekadesh, or just any third party?
No. So shneim means she and him.
And if it was owned by a third party?
Then it's fine, because the halacha is, if you have a chatzah shel shutfin, so anyone else can be makna something to either one of the shutfin in that chatzah. Because as long as he's part owner, then it can serve to be koneh from any third party. The problem is only like with Tosfos quotes, if you want one shittim to put it from the other, then he can't use the karka hachatzer as a basis to be koneh one shittim from the other shittim. And that's what we have over here. So shneyan means she and he together.
But the lack of the ritzui in this case, where it's shel shneyan by the suffix. So why is there a lack of reason? Because she knows that it can't be...
No, because I view when she says, put it on this seller that they both own, is saying I'm not interested. That we interpret that declaration as saying I'm not interested.
Not in the same way if it was owned by her and somebody else, just put it on that seller, apparently, it's also owned by that guy.
Apparently not. Apparently that would not be part of the suffix. It doesn't seem that way. It seemed the pashas only because it's a...
Because it's never leaving his reshus.
I'm telling you to put down your reshus as well, just like I said, you put down your seller. So you're saying, basically, you keep it, right? Keep it. So she says, put it down on the seller that they both own that seller. It's like saying, basically, keep it. You keep it in your reshus. I'm not interested. Yeah, probably if she owned it with somebody else, that would be saying, I'm interested in condition. I think so. Yeah. No motion. Yeah.
Like, why can't the cheta be in the first two cases?
Why can't what?
The cheta be in the first two cases?
Well, in the case it could, but why would you need that? The question is, why would you need cheta?
You mean
the cases you never put it on the seller. Better. I said the chatzah couldn't work. You're saying not the chatzah couldn't work. He never did it. He never put it there. Okay.
I always thought that's what you put.
Okay, it could be right. It could be also good. Also
a filo. Doesn't it have filo rush? So it wouldn't be, it could be either one in Sela Shela.
Okay, so good. But you're saying right. Nafkamina could be that she said put it on the Sela. It was a Sela Shela, put it there. And later he went and put it to Cheka. And that would count because once you know that she's agreeable to condition, then you can give it to her directly. Yeah.
Okay. Right, in the case of not my Sela, Sela Stam, so you can take it as Matana.
If it's a seller,
you know her das is not like kedushin.
Well, what?
You know her das is not like kedushin in that case. And then when he puts it in her,
what would be if it was a seller shel hefker? You want to know?
Yeah.
So what would be if it's a seller shel hefker?
Because the Rosh said you can be mekabel as matana.
No, I'm saying, let's say she said, put it on the seller shel hefker, and then it gave it a tocheka. So what do you think? What do you say?
Matana. Did I say it's matana?
Maitri Kedusha.
No. If she's willing to say, so like I was telling Yoni, that if it was her chatzer to jointly own with another person, not the Baal. So my intuition is her, it would seem to pass this, that is considered a reason. There's no suffix. A bibi suffix is Sela Shel Shneyam. So it's like saying, the same way Sela Shelo, it's saying keep it. I don't want it. So that's the suffix. But here, it's a place that's also her, so is that also saying keep it? So what it would be if it was Shalav the Shal Ploni, somebody else, then that would not be saying keep it. That would be a reason. But now what about if it's Sela Shel Hefker? That Rabibi didn't ask.
Was it in Sela Shel Hefker and not her Sela?
Actually, what is the first case? Nima Gabi Sela. It doesn't say Sela Shelo, does it? It's Nima Gabi Sela. So her, that is the case of Hefker, no? Yeah, so then it comes that Hefker is saying keep it, even though it's not keep it, it's basically I'm not interested. Yeah, so that is how, that is Chagabi Salam is that. The Rosh says Sela Shelo, who says Sela Shelo? No one says Sela Shelo. I just read in the Rosh. What was the Rosh in the Rosh? No, so it could be okay. So Yinachanami, it's Mefurish then. Sela Shel Hefker is viewed as a statement of disinterest. Sela Shela is interpreted as a statement of being interested. So then what's going to be the Kesef Kedushin, says the Rosh? He gave it Lato Cheka. And then the suffix is Sela Shel Shneyan. Sela Shel Hefker is no good, for sure. And Sela Shel La Vishel Mishel Acher L'Cher would also be good as well, because the suffix was only Sela Shel Shneyam L'Cher. That would be the way it winds up. Avram? No? Yeah. No. Good. So this is Tosfos. Okay. It's in Tosfos, doesn't say any of this, but that's how many want to learn Tosfos. Tosfos means like the Rosh. there's other ways to learn. You have to know, this is going to take us more for tomorrow. We'll have to discuss this more for the next part of the Gemara. But what else could you have thought before we get to Tosafot read now? What other ideas could come to your head in terms of how it could work? Sela Shalah, Sela Shel Shneim. What kind of idea could pop into your head here? What other mechanism for Kesef Kedushin should cross your mind? Arvus. All right. So we have to deal with this. This is a big inyan. We have to turn to Arif soon when we get to the next part of the Gemara with Caleb. The big tumo and machlokas, Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, exactly what the parameters of Arif are. When he says Tanei Muproni, that we're talking Midinaret. Let's say she doesn't say Proni, she says something other than a human being. Now that could be a creature, like a Caleb. It could be an inanimate object, like a cella. It could be something in between, like the ocean, I guess, you know. It's the ocean, the roars of the ocean, the waves of the ocean. Throw it into the sea. I'm not saying because it's a din, dafkis, because it's in between, you know. I just mean, the idea is, it does that have the halach of Arif too? A little bit in the Ramban here, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. So this is going to be very important to work after tomorrow, the next piece of Gemara. So, you have to know, perhaps, and the Ritva seems to go this way, the Ritva here, that maybe this issue of Sela can be interpreted as Midin Arif, but you have to still need a reason for Kedushin, of course, but you can have, maybe it can work as the mechanism of Arif. But the Tosafot Read comes along, we still haven't, maybe before Tosafot Read, let's be Miyashi, let's talk about what's said for Rashi, and then we'll come to Tosafot Read and maybe say something more for Rashi. The Rishonim suggest, seemingly Bedas Rashi, how could it work Midin Chatzer if it's a Chatzer Shoshneim, which is not Kona by Shutfin? So the Ramban and the Ran, maybe we'll get in the Ran quotes in the Ramban, maybe we'll say the Ran first. The Ran says, what happens here is that the Baal, who's a part Shutfin, he's of Shutif here, is loaning her a spot in the Chatzer for her exclusive kinyan. We find such a notion by Gittin, that he can be Mashal Mokom B'Chatzero for her to be able to be Koneh the Get, beginning of Perek HaZorik. So the Ran brings this from the Ramban. Let's see. See, there, it's a short piece in the Ran. He brings Rashi, right? That's Eru Shaladim Kona Lo Shalmi Daito. Va'arehu Kamisha Kiblasa. Ufi Zeh Hadibai Rabibi Sela Shal Shnei Mahu. Afagav De Kaimuan In Asper Kasvina De Chatzer Shutfin In Konim Bo Nekach Zeh Mizeh. So what's the suffix of Chatzer Shal Shnei? Hachi Kamibayle. Here's the suffix. Mi Amrina. The kema deyesh la chelek bo. Since we're talking about a sela shel shneim, she has a shir as well. Now remember, technically that would not be good enough for a shutif to be koneh from the other shutif. But since there is a case which she has a chelek bo, ki amra lei tneimal gabi sela daita liskadesh. So mitzad ritzoi, I could suggest that I have ritzoi because she's saying put it in a chatzer that I have part ownership in. So Ritzo, you can check off. There's two issues always to juggle here. Ritzo Yaisha and Nitzinas HaKesef. That's always we have to consider. So as far as Ritzo Yaisha is concerned, you can check off, I have it, because it was in a place that she also has a chelek. What about the Nitzinas HaKesef? And here already, you can argue the following. The Iunami. Kevad Ninicha Lega Katsha. He wants to. He says Katsha Li. Aknuyi akniga makom ba'osu sela v'kaniga. So he's makna place. He's makna place in that sela that should be for her exclusive use to be konen. So he can do that. He can give her an ownership in that sela in a particular spot that is going to be the place where he puts the kesef that's going to be just hers for kinyan. That's the side that it works. What's the other side of the shayla? Oh, Dilma. K Kevan de selazu ena shalal lagamre dechia be'almahu. What does it mean, dechia be'almahu? How do you explain these words? What does he mean?
A ritzoy.
There's no ritzoy. No, going back to the ritzoy issue. In other words, maybe she never meant to be miskadeshes by saying, put it in a selah shel shneim, so it's a suffix in the ritzoy. But suppose I have ritzoy, I have kedushin. I, Yenakona, one shita from the other. No, he's mashil makom. This is from the Ramban. See in the Ramban, or maybe it's a little... See how the Ramban puts it. I wonder on Rashi, Yachim Hadabai Rabibi, what's a Bibi Safik? Ibishim Kinyam Shita Shalokansa. In a Shupin Kon Megach Zamize. The Ikarot Rut says the Ramban, we can answer. He's answering within Rashi. The Hachi Kamibayle, Miam Rinan, Ihi Daita Raniaches Shalasham. The roads are here bekedushin. Beshitekablim li ka'amrit. He means that this she should be koneh through the seller. Kime de isra chelit b'chatzer. So she wants to be koneh. The iunami aknuye akni la makom b'chatzer zu shelo lekabel b'kedushin. So he as well is makne makom. O dilma kime de stam amralei. Lo nicha la behu, v'achi kamer lekiven de isra chatzer tneu b'chatzer recha. Zehu das Rashi. So we view this as her saying, keep it. So again, the suffix is whether we have ritzoi, but if I have ritzoi, I can overcome the other barrier, because since he wants kedushin, he'll do what it takes, which means he's mashal makom. So this is how they're learning Rashi. That gets around Tosis Kasha. The only thing we have to just flesh out here is, so how is he able to give mashal makom? How is she kona that spot in the chatzer? How does that work? I mean, what's the kinyan? How can he give her a spot in the chatzer? What's the maisa kinyan? What?
Is there something similar that goes on otherwise in kiddushin when it comes to maiser? There's silker and esmakomo.
So then you have to do a kinyan to be silker esmakomo. So then there's a transfer of something, a suder, whatever it is.
She owns part of the field already, right?
So there's a spot, the Machne Ephraim says something like you said. If he owns, she already owns part of the field, then the Dibor Bi'alma, he can be Machne Spat. Ilchus Kinyan Chatzar, I think he says it. I never had a chance to check it, but I believe that Machne Ephraim says such a part, that typically you need a Kinyan, but since he's also a Bailam here, then it doesn't require a full Maisa Kinyan. Davin Miriam says a little different, but he's also bothered by the same question. How can it work that she can get a makom? Typically, you can also have, if the person starts using the spat that you mashal, that can be a kinyan, like the usage itself. But she didn't. You don't see that happening here. It's implicit that he wants to be makom, but where's the kinyan? All you have is his das white to be makom. The Avni Miluyim in Simon Lamed Sivkatan Gimel. Earlier in Simon Lamed, I read you just a few lines. Umashikas of Haran, the Ran is the Ramban, the same thing. Came the Daito Lekadesh Aknuye Akni Lamakam Baosasela. Afal Gav the Kolak Nard Sarech Kinyan. O Kesef O Chazaka, the Gabi Sarech O Shneem Lahaya Kinyan. So this is the problem he's asking. How does she get a spot in the Chutzim? What's the Maisa Kinyan? So he brings a Tosis in Bechorath Yudches on the days. Kvar Matsinu, Bekayotzi Bezeh, Hakna Belo Kinyan. We find Hakna Belo Kinyan, the Perkel Kechel Beparaso Yibchorath Yudches, Ayin Sham, he quotes Rav Tafan, Saba Aknuye Kamakni Bachatsero, Venichale Dilis Evid Mitzvah Bemamono. Let me just give you a little bit of background. The case over there is that there's a suffix, two embryos, two babies came out. It's a suffix which one came out first. One is a Bechor, and one died. And the question is, does he still owe the Kohen anything? So Rav Tarfon says, that we don't say Moshmech Belavaraya. Yachloku. The Gemara says, why should that be? And the Gemara makes the following point. It says that the case is Hakoma, the case is it's identical to the Kohen is a, in a certain sense is something of a muchzak. So the Gemara says it's that the case would be Chatzer Balabayis Bevroa Kohen or Tarfin Savar Aknuye Kamaknile Bachatzero. It's like the Bairam is Makna Mokom Bachatzero to the Kohen, so the Kohen somehow was a Rei Zoche in it. V'nichole Dilis Abid Mitzvah B'mamone and the Havale Kishnaim Shif Kidu Eitzo Roa Shemaniach Roa B'neim Mistalek. It's equivalent to a case where two people gave a pikun to the shepherd, and then you don't know which one is whose, and then there's only one left, and he can just put it back in front of them and leave. And leave. So it's similar over here. It's like he brought. He was makna makom machatzer. It's not as important the details, but this is what the Gemara says. So Tosus asks, Tosus feel below kinyan, kakani the gamar mishabin nafshe. Tosus doesn't explain itself without a kinyan. The Gemara's lesson is. Says the Avni Miluyim, apparently there's a svara that when a person is doing a mitzvah, you can sometimes get around the Maisa Kinyan. You can have a higher level Gemiras Das and you don't need the Maisa Kinyan. That's what he seems to learn Tosis is saying. Says the Avni Miluyim. Just like Tosis says over there, feel below Kinyan, Gamanafshiyav, Hachinami, Kema de Nicha Le Lekatsha, the Hu Mitzvah. Gamar umishabe. Kedushin is a mitzvah. That is what the mitzvah is. Okay, the ma'aser kedushin, privia. You have to know. The Rambam counts kedushin as a mitzvah itself. It's viewed as a mitzvah. So he says, just like Tosfos says over there, to give a bechor to the kohen is a mitzvah. Nichalei the levi mitzvah the mamone. So you don't need a ma'aser kinyan. You don't need a ma'aser kinyan. So too over here. This is what he wants to say. On the bottom of the milim, they ask a question. So what do you have to say? Like this, that he's makna makom in a chatzer with Adam Isaacinian. Why did you just say it? That he's makna what with Adam Isaacinian? The kesef itself? Well, it's thinking. So what kind of kash is that? He's saying, once you're already coming on to this idea, you don't need Isaacinian when you're doing a mitzvah. So what do you have to say? You makna the spot in the chatzer, and then you put the kesef in the chatzar, and it's giving it kahar and harspat, and you don't need the ma'aser kinyan to map the spat because it's a mitzvah. Just be mapped in the kesef without having to do a kinyan. Why? What's bothered? Why?
Every kedushin.
So meaning to say, what do you think? The nesinas kesef of kedushin has to go through the chance of nesinas kesef of kedushin. You can't simply be mapped in the kesef. That's what you're saying in effect. You can't be mapped in the kesef. You have to be. Go, you have to do a ma'aser nesinas kesef. Mapa the kesef is not going to make kedusha. Mapa the spat that you can put the kesef in, that's cool, you gave the kesef to her. Elamai, you didn't have a ma'aser kinyan. Mishum mitzvah, gomer, mishab nafshi. The idea, by the way, of not having a ma'aser kinyan, you have it, it could be similar, he doesn't quote this. The Gemara daf later, and it's based on the Sugin Subis, hein hein advam haniknin ba'amira. The Gemara quotes this on daf yud. Rav Gidl said that there are things that are niknin ba'amira when they're working out pratim in the nadan in the different sides of the you know who's giving what toward the marriage the chassan side the hakara side and the mechutanim speak to each other hein hedram niknin ba'amira. They very much want this to go through and they don't need a ma'aser kinyan. That's Rav Gidl's idea. So you find that idea, and he's applying this to the Tosfos of Bechoros Yudches in the days, when he's doing a mitzvah, giving the Bechor to Kohen, he's makne it without a ma'aser kinyan, so too over here. But why does he makne? He's makne the spot in the chatzah. Okay, this is all within that Ramban and the Ran, that they want to explain Rashi, that this, so the suffix is a suffix in the Ritzui, and the kinyan will work because of the spot in the chatzah, that he's makne, even though you don't have a form of ma'aser kinyan. This is all, so you have the pshat that we have from Tosfos with the Rush, we have the pshat that the Rishonim are giving Bedas Rashi. Comes to Tosfos Rid with a whole different angle on this Gemara. Okay, question so far. Yoni and Yosef and Avram. Yeah.
Can you
Because in terms of this idea that he's being knocked out part of the field, she already has part ownership of the field.
Right, but that would, any part that's jointly owned could not work for her to be called it from him.
So but once you, his entire half?
Right, he says, no, a particular Dalet al Dalet, whatever it is, a spot.
Even though she already owns her own part?
Yeah, because in that Dalet al Dalet, every Dalet al Dalet is jointly owned. So what he's doing is he's effectively giving that to be exclusively hers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that works for Kenyan. What's the Maisa Kenyan? That's our discussion here. Yeah.
So, according to this Pshat and Rashi, when the Gemara says, sell Ba'alma in Bibidash, is that because there's no Ritzoy, or is it because it's Zil Kenyan?
If it's not Sela Shela, you're saying it would be really a double problem.
For this Pshat and Rashi,
what? It would be a double problem. Yeah. In other words, you wouldn't have, I mean, maybe as far as he's concerned, he'd be Makdim Makom, but he can't. It's Hefka, right? So it wouldn't help. I mean, he can't be Makdim Makom.
You sure there's no Ritzoy? Of course you would have.
Yeah, so I mean, it would be obviously two problems. Like we said earlier as well, when we had the case of Tneim La'aba La'vicha, we said there's no din bidin arev, and there's no kabbalas kesef, there's no ritzui. You're right, you have a double problem. Yeah, you're right. There wouldn't be any basis for anything, and if it's a stamas seller, you wouldn't have any basis for anything. Okay, these are the two issues to always ask. Is there ritzui for kedushin, and what's the nesinas kesef? You're saying sometimes you have to solve both problems to get to kedushin, but in some cases you have zero, nothing to start with. Yeah.
Could it not work if the man kind of like relinquishes his share of it, and then like she automatically gets the whole thing, kind of like similar to when you have an animal by two people or something? That's how he could be marked it, like he kind of backs out of it. So that
Siluk cannot work when you own something. The siluk is before you zoche in it. How could it be mochel something be'en?
He mafkir it.
His share. I don't know. I mean, he should mafkir his share in the chaz, but he's not doing it. He's not. It's all implicit here. Nothing is stated anyway. So that, we have to figure where do I get to that.
Well, isn't that also an issue?
No, because according to the Niguim, we know that that's what he wants to do. So then, that it happens to Mela, because you know he wants
then
to do.
It goes back to him after he's married.
What?
After he's married, it's like a temporary. He's only giving that like 4x4.
Yeah. For the sake of the stomach, just for the sake of that Kenyan. Yeah. Yeah, wait, I think maybe. Okay, Isaac, yeah.
Just on that question, it wouldn't work because she said Chatzar Shel Shneim. She said Sela Shel Shneim. So if
she said her, that's what she
makes it only Sela Shela, her Ritzur was still to put it on Sela Shel Shneim, so you don't know if her full Ritzur.
No, but he means to say, but let's explain that on the tzad that she is Misrat said that we've used Sela Shel Shneim as expressing Ritzui, then we still have to get over the other hurdle of the Nesinas Kesef. So again, on the side that it's considered a Ritzui, yeah. Okay, let's go, yeah. Daria? No. Tosus Rid. Okay, I see a lot of people, I think they're asking, they're not? Okay. Tosus Rid. All right. Tosus Rid is Shitan Mechudeshes Ad Ma'od. Let's see how he expresses this. And this, what he's going to say in our Gemara, is going to go back and bring us back to the case earlier that we had last time, Almanas Shiyakadlen, by Abba, Vavicha, by Kroni, who seems to be saying a very different approach to this whole issue. He's not saying Arev, he's not saying the Maisa Kenyan through the trappings of a former Maisa Kenyan. Let's see how he presents the issue. Zalta Tosus Rid. Maybe start with the piece Amnashi Kadlingli, okay, and then we'll go from that to the piece that we're doing now. So again, he has it all as one idea, and he connects it together, as we'll see as well. But so Amnashi Kadlingli Mikudeshes, that's the Gemara earlier in the Brisa, says the Tosfos Rid Perish Lomi Tamshas Asim Shliach Kabbalah. If it's not because she's making him a shliach kabbalah, in shliach kabbalah ella mipi ha'isha. V'lo she'tomer la'acher emor leponi v'kabel kedusha ki depreshis begidin. So it's not working as a shliach kabbalah because he holds that it has to be b'fanav. You can't be meman a shliach unless you directly do so. You can't have someone else do it for you. The shliach is a kabbalah mirihi, miru mimsen l'shliach. Just like by get, you can't tell someone or two Edim to tell the sofer to write. You have to tell the sofer. You can't tell the two Edim to tell two other people to sign the get. He has to be the one directly to address the Edim and the sofer. Who adin hachinan b'shlichus kabbalah the isha, the koshius kabbalah miyuninu. So what's going on here? What's amnasi kavlim? So we had the yishuv as we had for Rashi, but what is the pshat according to us? It's read a hainu time. The kevan the amra leit name abul avicha kiun es anasam biyadei dam. Now he doesn't explain himself right now, but let's see what he does now with the next gemara. So he says, it's as if he gave it to her. She said, put it over there, I want it to be over there. This is not Arav. This doesn't say the word about Arav here. It's not written Arav. She says, deposit it over there beyond Kroni. Or deposit it by say Yikabli. Abba Vyavicha Shim Kabbalah. Not deposit, not his name. Almanaski Yikabli. That's considered give it to her. It's a different idea. That's good enough as having he gave it to her. The Sinas Kesher V'Kedushin does not need a formal Maisus Chia. Again, let's see it more in the next piece. But this is what he seems to be saying. You don't need a formal Maisus Chia that conforms to standards of Kinyanim. Let's see it over here. The Maisar Shalom Kodeshes. Pirush HaMora. Who's the Mora in the lexicon of Tosis Rid? Rashi. Rashi says the Chatzera Konala. The Eino Nira. I don't think this is correct. This pshat. The amay no katsela. Yes, what is piksela? It's a chatzel. Elohim perusha. Kisha amatim agabisela. The case where she says agabisela mas mashi bekasam rilo. So that's interpreted as saying I'm not interested. So therefore, enim kudeshes. She's saying forget it. I'm not interested. I don't want it. Apam hayasela shela. Then mashma. Then you have Ritzli. That's expressed as a desire for Kiddushin. And therefore, Uki'ilu sam b'yad adami, kimish in the Svatzis b'kach. Again, doesn't say the Chatzar is Kona. He says, as long as it was b'cholev, then it works, because ki'ilu sam b'yad adami. Maybe it wouldn't be a good Chatzar. Maybe it's a case where the Chatzar is not mishtameres, whatever it is, it's not a Chatzar, whatever. It's not about being a Chatzar as a Kinyan. It's about once you want the Kiddushin and you follow and say you put it where she says it's there for me, that's called Sambiyada. You don't need to be physically in her hand or in her domain. You just need it to be in a place that she has said, that's good for me, put it over there. The Doma Zeh, now he compares it to a few things. It's Neil Kelev, so that we'll have to see for tomorrow. Now what's the subject of Rabibi? What's the suffix here? So here too, the root of the shaila is a shaila in what issue? In Ritzli. But as far as the how it works, if I have a Ritzli, how do I have the Nesinas Kesef? Because there's this new idea that ki'ilu sam b'yadadam. If she would add those words, then nearly the Mekudeshes. That already changes the whole picture, the Bechalei Mekamele, that we had last time too. Many Rishonim say what makes the cases earlier, like Tneim L'Abba, that's no good, different than the case of, or Tneim L'Ploni, different than the case of Arif. So Rashi says it depends because who said first, who spoke first. The other Rishonim, as Tosis Rin before said, what makes it different is that she didn't add the words about Kadosh Arilach. Kadosh Arilach clearly pushes us to interpret her words as Ritzli. Okay. But basically, once you add the Kadosh Arilach, then all cases would work. The Becholev Kamnolei, or Bechol Makam Shiitim B'tzivuya. Again, the idea, third time, Kilu Sam B'yad Adami. We have to now understand better where it's coming from, but this is a very novel idea at first glance. What he's saying, we'll see in a minute another paragraph. He's saying that you don't need a formal zechiah in the kesef. What do you need? Use a different word. Because she's mekabel the kesef. Mekabel the kesef does not mean the same thing as zechiah. We're talking kesef, we'll see in a minute, this is negeah, not just for kedusha kesef. What else is it negeah for? What else does he have to give her for kedushin? What another method for kedushin where he gives her something? Shtar. And we see by get as well. Do you have to give the shtar kedushin, the kesser kedushin, into a makom kinyan? Or no? It has to be that she's makabelit. She's makabelit. That's all that's required. Now, immediately you have to ask yourself, this is a question after me. Chorot Ilusuzi, the Chorot is only unique to Gitna Kedushin. You wouldn't assume that this should work by Stam Kesef for the Kinyan, for other things. Pashtus, even though Rabbi Miluim thought maybe other things as well, we'll see from the Hemshech of Tosus Rid, this is unique. This is unique to Kesef by Kedushin, and Shtar by Kedushin, and also by Get. But there's a question that Rabbi Miluim asks in Simi Lamed Zayin, in Sifkat and Gimel. He says, on Tkwani Tosus Rid, Kashali, why do you need Midin Arif? Tepikle, the Havik Ilu Nasan Biyada. Why should 10 Mana Leproni be any worse than 10 Al Gabi Salah? Who can give me a Svara?
One's a different person, one's
not. So I know it's a person. What should be worse? There's a very important difference. Let's see if we can be omit on it. What would you think? What would be the answer to this Kasha? Why can't Tnaim Leproni work without the Dina Arif? Why can't it work because of this new Yisod and Tosus Rid?
Maybe you could say that she has a different motivation because she wants a person to get something, but you're putting it on the rock, so she has no other motivation to assume that she wants anything else to happen because you're just putting it on a rock.
You could say stronger, say stronger, say stronger. Nachum?
Maybe the guy can't act to the extent that he'll be the Kabbalah that she needs, because he has his own das, whatever it is, but the rock can act in the vein that she needs it to.
What are you saying again? Are we here again?
I'm saying that the guy, if when you're done with the person, they have das, right, their own das. To the extent that you need a Kabbalah, he can't act in that role for her, but a rock maybe can.
Okay, getting warmer, I think. Let's hear, Isaac.
Maybe by a rock, you would never have a halamina that it would be a matana.
That's just the point. By arev, we saw the lesson before, matana. Matana. That's the difference. What she's saying is put it over here, put it there for who? For herself. If you were to give it to me, I would put it there. Okay, so you put it there. That's why I'm going to keep it for myself. So that's cool. You gave it to her. She was makabelit. Forget kinyanim, not kinyanim. She's makabelit because it's there for her. She says, give it to Ploni. What is it for Ploni? For him to keep. For his matana. That can't be this halacha. Kilu san biyada means it's there for me. That has to be a different idea of Arev. That if she gives it to the Ploni, apitzi vuya, that's what she wanted. He shot the matana. She's calling the shot. She's doing it. Al pi tzivuya. That's a din of arev. But here it's a different notion. She says, put it over there. That's there for me. Chor, that would be the answer to this kasha about the miruyim. But this is Rashita Mechudesh. So let's see how he extends it to the next paragraph. It says Vayter. Venerali, so far we're talking about Kedushin. Venerali, the Hua didn't got a get. So is the halacha of Nusina's get to the Isha. Imhaya Baila, no single Gita. He wants to give her the get, and what does she tell him? But Amarlo, Sim Oso Agabi Selaze, or Agabi Karka Vesgarish. So she says, place the get on the Sela. Place to get Agavi Karka, and I'll be Megureshes with that. Megureshes, see, Uki'i Usambiyada Dami. Now, it's unbelievable to say this. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Gidney, now quotes, that if he tells her, Tli Gitech Me Agavi Karka, that's not a good Gereshin. And not Sambiyada. Instead of giving it into her hands, he says, Tli Gitech Me Agavi Karka. It's known as Sina Miyada Bali Yada Isha. He says, Tli Gitech Me Agavi Karka. No get. So what makes this, how could it say she could take, put it on the karka? V'lo dami l'tkigi dech v'agavi karka. There are some, ain't some nesinas bal. There's no nesinas bal to her. Because the putting on the karka wasn't that she said put it on gabi karka. So instead of giving it the bow to the isha, he says he puts on the karka, so you take it. No, that's not nasa biyada. But if she says put on gabi karka and he does what she said, he puts in the spot that she says is there for me, that's called nasa biyada. Because she's makabalit. That's her kabod. The kabod doesn't have to be biyada. Kabbalah is anything that is considered to be where she says it is there for me. That's the Kabbalah Saget. That's not the Gitech. That's Gufa, the Venasa beyond itself. So when we talk about King, the Chatzer of the Isha working by Get, Lamasso, Venasa beyond, we learn out Chatzera. Is it a Zechiah? According to Tosafot Svid? What is it? It's called Kabbalah Saget. We'll see more about this in the Tosafot Svid and in Gittin. So that's exactly why it would work by get as well. If she says put it over there, then putting it over there is giving it to her. The Hasam Ensham is in his balance. So that's the Isha Gnasa Gabi Karka. Well, Hecha the Omer Leitnei Gabi Karka, Kiyu Nasa Biyada Dami. And so, says Tosafot Svid, is the same thing. Vechem Sha Omer Lo, Tnei Leploni Ve'ez Garish Bo. Hand it over to over there. That's where she give it. Put it, give it Tnei Leploni. The Api She'en Osa Ploni Sham. Nigul Reshes. How does that work? He says she can make a shiur kabbalah for kabbalah forget, but is that what she's doing here? She's not reminding him as a shiur kabbalah. She says to the baal, "Give it leproni as garish bo." Says Tosafot Svid, "Same idea. Ki ilu sam biyada dami. The lomi tam shiur kabbalah. The alu shama shiur mipia." And that's Chitas Tosafot Svid, like we had an earlier paragraph for shiur kabbalah. You need a minoy miyad from the mishaleach. You can't just make a mishiach kabbalah shalom befanav. How did it work? She's giving leproni the asgarish bo. Ella kevish nesina sabal osa proni who betzivo yoisha ubertzona ki ilu nasta biyada dami. Abo shiach kabbalah ena yodasi sabal nos nala. V'gam lo omri hi lebal tnei leproni. That's a different idea by shiach kabbalah. Why shiach kabbalah work? Ena yodasi sabal nos nala. He gives it stam. She made Shirach Kabbalah, and the Baal gives it to the Shirach Kabbalah. The Gam Lo Omer Hila Baal Tnei, but Shirach Kabbalah, she never said to the Baal, give it to Shirach Kabbalah. She made Shirach Kabbalah. Now the Baal gives it to Shirach Kabbalah, it's giving it to the Yada, because he has been coma. It's a different idea. She never said to the Baal, give it to the Shirach, to that person. She made Shirach Kabbalah. Now he's standing in her stead, and he can receive it whenever. That's a different halach. Shirach Kabbalah is one halacha, and this idea of Kiyus HaBiyadah, that is another halacha. Two separate inyanim. You hear the difference, Chevra? Everyone hear the difference. Shirach Kabbalah is what? She makes a Shirach Kabbalah. She never said to the Baal where to give it. The Baal gives the Shirach Kabbalah. That's valid. That's halacha of Shirach Kabbalah. She's the man of the Shirach. And he receives it in the Araba. What is this? Something different. She tells the Baal, give it to Proni. The Ploni doesn't know anything about it. He's not a Shirach Kabbalah. He doesn't become a Shirach Kabbalah. The Baal gives the get to the Ploni. That's Ki'il Sambiyada. You see why it's a Shita Mechudesh. You understand? This is not a mainstream approach to any of this. If a Shirach Kabbalah, any Yadasi Shabbal Nos Nelav, Gam Lomer Hila Baal Tanei Lashkeh, it's Ela Yad Shluch HaVaki Yada. Mishmachi Be'inan, that's why by over there we need Shetimaneo Shriach Pe'al Pe'. Again, Shita Satosus Smith. Shirach Kabbalah, not like we said with Das Rashi, on Thursday, that Avni Miluim wanted to say that you can be manned the Shirach Kabbalah Shalom Befanav. No, he holds you need to be manned Befanav Pel Peh. The Lo Shetamaloi Dei Acher. And Avni Mili, as we said, you have to manned Pel Peh. You can't do it through somebody else. And again, he emphasizes one more time. Klal Omer, Eisa Yikar Shirach Kabbalah Kishelo Amra Lebal Tnei Leploni. Shirach Kabbalah is one inyan. When she didn't tell the Baal, give it to Ploni. El minas a shliach l'kabal miyad Baal. She makes a shliach to mekabal miyad Baal. Ha'hu v'adai be'ino shetemaneo shliach pe'al pe'. V'loi de shliach. You can't make tell a shliach to be man a shliach l'kabalah. You have to do it directly. Avik shomeres hi l'baal t'nei l'ploni shvaz kadesh l'och back to Kiddushin. Kilu nasa b'yad adami. Get and Kedushin have something in common. You don't need to work with the notion of a Tzchia. You need what you can call a Kabbalah of the Isha, the Kesef, of the Star, by the Get, by Kedushin Lisin Kesef V'chol Shtar as well. And as long as you can say that it was some biyada because she said that spot is good for me, it's there for me, that's nasan biyada, that's Kedushin. This Tosus with this idea, Chayr is Lishitasu. I don't know how many of you got to the Tosus of Ben Gittin. So, did we make copies? We make copies of it. Did you know? I'll read it. You'll see it afterwards. Let me read it because it's Mamish goes together. The Tosus read here with the Tosus read in Gittin. You have to see it as for one sheet. The Gemara in Gittin talks about the possibility of a get working even beyond what we talk about as chatzah. Karov ra migureshes. She's in Mishus HaRabim. It says in Mishnah Ayin Ches in Perek HaZorek in Gittin. Zarka la karov ra migureshes. Karov ra ena migureshes. Mechsal mechsal migureshes ena migureshes. What does it mean? Vehenen kedusha. What is karov ra? Karov ra, what are we discussing? What's this new chiddush of the Mishnah that you can have the get being given to our Mishus HaRabim? Karov ra migureshes. So there's various explanations. One pshat is Arba Amos, which is a halacha of Arba Amos that works for Kinyanim, Konos Lo, so too by Get. You have to know. Ardalad Amos is Dindra Abana. How could it work by Get? That's one pshat. Then the more works out, what's Karav Lo, what's Mechsal Mechsa. Then the Gemara has another suggestion of Yochanan, an Amid Beis, Ein Ches Amid Beis. But Yochanan says that it doesn't have to be Dalet Amos. A few Meya Amma. Could be within a radius of Meya Amma of this woman. And it can be Megureshes. How does that work? It depends if she has the ability to guard it. If Hu Yachal Shomro, if it's an area he has jurisdiction, he has, you know, he can get to it, but he ain't Yachal Shomro, and she has no way to sort of get it by her, that's Karav Ro. That's not Megureshes. He Yachol Rishomro, Vahu En Yachol Rishomro, that's Karav La. Shneyem Yachol Rishomro, Shneyem En Yachol Rishomro, that's Mechsal Mechsal. A new idea. Rav Yochanan says that you can have a get, a Vidasan Biyada, if you give it to her within a radius of Meya Amma, as long as Yachol Rishomro. The Gemara goes on. And says Amr Abasi Rav Yochanan Gittin Amru V'lo Daba'acher. It's a special din by get. What kind of basis? What kind of halach is it? Special din by get. Why? In fact, the Gemara Eisvei Rav Abba Rav Asi V'chemen in Kedushin. It says in the Mishnah. Kedushin is the same thing. Shani Harsam the Yatsa V'Haisa. There's a hekesh. So it's true. It's only unique to get, but Kedushin gets strapped in to get as well because of the hekesh. What's the pshat in this Gemara? Again, a new idea that Gemara is limiting to get and then going along with Kedushin as well because of the Hekesh. What kind of halach is this? Many Rishonim learn, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, they all learn that this is a din of the Rabbanan. But how can it work on a Deraisa? Because there's a mechanism the Chachamim have if they want a get to work, even though a Deraisa shouldn't. So what can they do retroactively? Afkin. So this happened, they threw it Karav La, the Chachamim, because let's say Igun or whatever it is, they allow it to work as a get because they can create retroactively there was no Kiddush. So all the Rabban. This is how many Rishonim were. Tosus Ritz says, no, that's not what's going on. Even in Rashi you get a sense that it's not that. We'll soon come back to Rashi. Rashi says, L'gitin Amru Wadaba Acher. Because by get, bal karcha kenuyala. Get works, even bal karcha, typically you can't do something against the will of the person. So apparently Rashi's mashma, mistimas loshen Rashi, is a din d'oraisa. So we'll soon come back to Rashi. Yeah, Noach.
If Rabbanim can do this, then why do we need the get to begin with?
No, because it has to go through a mahalach, through a channel of a get. Maybe on a drabana level it works through get, but when you do this and it conforms to whatever type of approach of how you gave the get, the Chachamim say it works. We see that working as a get, but how does it affect the deraisa because of Avkidu? It has like two tracks. It's like, Rabbanan, it's like the get does it, but the get does it with the vehicle of the power that's left in the Chacham to say Avkidu. That's not our Inyan, though. It's the sugya to understand Avkidu is, I'm only mentioning because, full disclosure, the Gemara doesn't explain it. Git namru, what's the pshat? Git namru, so many Rishonim learn it's only Rabbanan. The Chacham can affect the deraisa status. Rashi's mashmos is not that. Rashi doesn't say a word about Afkinu. Rashi says, because it works about Kach. We'll come back to Rashi. Tosus Rid is explicit about what's going on here. How can you have a garrison take place if there was no, what? There was no chatzar of the woman. It was just within her Meya Amma, Yechol Shomro. The Gemara says, only for Gittin, because it works. And then the Gemara says, Kedushin is not Gittin. Zaptatosis, you have to look afterwards in the Lishonos. I read it to you very, hopefully clearly. Says the Tosus Rid, Perush, Kinyan Haget, Eino Domet Lishar HaKinyan De Alma. Kinyan Haget is unlike other Kinyanim. The Kinyan De Alma, Ein Adam Yachol LaHaknos LaChaveiro Balkarcha. Right? You can't be makna to somebody against their will. And yet the haget are the makneu ishto balkarcha. So what does that indicate? What does that show you? You can have a get that works even though she doesn't with the raisa, but the halacha is get works balkarcha. How can it be? How can it create the chalos against her will? So what does it show you? Im kein tam hachotzer de rabbi leirachmana. V'nasa biyada, we learn out, includes not yada mamish, even chatzeva. So the basis of chatzer, the rabbi le'rachmana, lo ba'avur kinyanhu. It's not based on what we know generally, the principle of chatzer, which is chatzer's kona for a person. You can be kona matana in your chatzer. But here you can't tell me that the halacha of chatzer baget is based on what we usually associate with a chatzer, which is a method called kinyan. The chatzer is kona for a person. Can be. Shaharei hi atzuba bo. She said, ve'ena chafetza l'knosa. She doesn't want to acquire it. She's screaming, I don't want to be megureshes, and yet, put it b'chatzeira, she's megureshes. Ve'chatzeira kona lo, umizgareshes. So what's going on here? Ella, says Tosus Rid, on the side of the Gemara. Ella, tam hadavar hu, b'pnei shehu mishtamer, l'daita. Because as long as you have this mishtamer l'daita, it's an area that's mishtamer l'daita. It's there for her and it keeps things for her. It's a place that she has her things and the things are secure in that place and it's there for her. What's there is there for her. Mishtamer l'daita. In kein b'chol makom shu mishtamer l'daita in the gureshes. So it's not through the formal mechanism of kinyan chatzer. It's the idea that what a chatzah represents is mishtam al-daita. So anytime you have that idea, masha'enkin b'shar kinyanim di'alma, mishum hachi amrab yochanan l'git nam r'bro d'abar achen. So you realize why this Tosus Rid is very much a complement to the Tosus Rid Mayas. The Gemara says, hu adin kedushin, yatsa v'hais. What we see here is an idea that you don't need a zechiyah in the formal sense of what is necessary for kinyana. You need, we could call it a kabbalah. A kabbalah as haget, kedushin now is the same as get, so the shtar kedushin and the kesef kedushin is what? It's that she's mekabalit. What does it mean to be mekabalit? It's in a place that's, it's there for her. What's called that? So we have this idea of mea amma, yichol l'shomro. We have this idea in our Gemara where she says, place it there, give it to Ploni, put it on the karka. That's what I would do with it. That's considered a Kabbalah. It's not that she's Zocha in the Kesef, like a Kenyan. It's a Kabbalah. Now, there's a lot. We opened up a lot here. We can't put it all together fully. In terms of get, you have to know. At the end of the day, if she's zocha in the get, This is not for our sugya, but just to know that there's raid about this. What is the halacha of nasa biyad of a get? Is it being, is she zocha in the get, in the paper, in the shtar? Let's say by shtar kedusha, the same thing. Which, but is there a zechiyah taking place? The ksos in Siman Reish, this famous ksos says, you see it works by karcha, so there's really no zechiyah anywhere. All the Torah wants is a formal v'nasam biyada, that she's mekabelet. And that creates a chalos gerishin. That's the sort of the ksos. You don't need, again, we learn perikazorik and gittin, you have to deal with this ksos. There is a shayla, you could be mezaka to get as well, shayla about that. See, maybe that's another way of giving it to her. But it's not the kinyan for the sake of kinyan. There's a lashon Yerushalmi of HaTorah Zichsalo, which sounds like there is a zechiyah. So it could be that once you have this Kabbalah, there's a chiyah that memela happens anyway. Memela. By Kedushin, let's say Kesef by us. So this is a famous of Naftali discusses this question. When we talk about the Sinas Kesef and Kedushin, do you need, is a pshat that she's Zoche in the Kesef? Or is it that she's Mekabel the Kesef? So you read the Tosas Rid, I think the answer is, what is the pshat in Kesef Kedushin? She's Mekabel the Kesef. But here too, one could suggest that once there's a Kabbalah a Kesef, then something else kicks in. I don't know. By get, maybe that's what happens. Maybe not by Kedushin, maybe by Kedushin as well. By shtar, is the Kinyan shtar just the fact that it's in your hand? Because you become the Baba shtar, you own the shtar. Hard to know that just the fact that it's physically, you're holding someone else's shtar in your hand. The Kinyan shtar can take effect by holding someone else's document, or because you own the document. So it could be once you macabre the document, you end up owning it. I don't know. I'm just leaving that as a question. I want to read you one more question, and then we'll try to maybe do it in the beginning of Shir tomorrow, and then we'll go on to Kalev. Rashi, over here, the pshat that we have so far suggested, the Das Rashi, is that what's the suffix of Rabibi? How does it work over here? Straightforward Kinyan Chatzer, and what's the Shaila? That if she wants Kedushin, then this will work as a Chatzer because he's Makdash Pad in the Chatzer. Perhaps Rashi maybe could be pointed in a different direction. Maybe we can use the Tosus Rid and learn Rashi Alderach, not Mamish, but Alderach the Tosus Rid. After all, Rashi in Gittin doesn't say Afkinim. Rashi seems to learn that the Geder of Mea Amma by Get is because Bakarcha Miskareshes. That's it. The Gittin Amru Miskareshes. So it sounds like Rashi is learning that you don't need a formal zechiyah in the get, you just need a kabbalah as a get. So it could be, when Rashi brings in chatzer, Rashi doesn't have to mean what? The kinyan chatzer. Rashi could mean the idea that she's makab. What do I gain with this? Rabibi suffix. What does Rabibi say? Sela shoshneim, Rabbosei. Sela shoshneim. Remember, sela shoshneim has a koach to be kone to the extent that it's somebody else that wants to be makna, right? There is some shaykhus here. She has to this chatzah, this selah shel shneim. The only problem is that to be kone in a formal sense from the other partner, it won't work. But if what we really need at the end of the day is not a kinyan, but a kabbalah, so now maybe Rashi will learn that the suffix has to do with it. He can learn the suffix in two different ways. The suffix could be within the notion of Kabbalah. Kabbalas HaKesef. Maybe it's good enough if it's a Sela Shel Shneim, because it is a makom that serves for her. The Haraya, if someone else wants to be makna there, she can be kona. Elamai, she can't be kona for him. Yeah, but we don't have to be kona. We just have to be makabel. So maybe that's good enough for Kesef Kedushin. That's the Bibi Suffolk. Maybe it's good enough because it's good enough to be called a Kabbalah. Alderach Latosus Rid. If you want, you could say to the contrary. If it's so perfect a Kabbalah, beautiful, but what's the Suffolk then? Maybe she doesn't want Kedushin. Let's go back to the other pshat that the Ramban had. The Suffolk is if she wants Kedushin. But basically what we're trying, and if you look at the Lashon and Rashi, we'll end with this. Look at the Lashon and Rashi. I'm not saying it's mukhrach, but just the Lashon. Im haya sela shel amikudeshes. Rashi says, shechatzero shel adam kona lo, Varehu kimoshe mekablaso. If Rashi meant her chatzir is kone, why does Rashi speak in the abstract? Mahaya says Gudeshes, Shachatseiro shall Adam kone lo var. Her chatzir is kone far. Shachatseiro kone lo. This is not mukra. I'm just reading the words now differently. Because in general, look at the Lashon Tosfos. How does Tosfos quote Rashi? Pirush Bekuntres, the Chatzera Konela. What did Rashi really? What did the words of Rashi? Rashi didn't say Chatzera Konela. Rashi didn't say Her Chatzera is Kone. What did Rashi say? Sosha Bekudesh is because there's a. We know in general, Chatzera Shalom Konela. Tosfos quote Rashi Chatzera Konela. Rashi could have meant the same things Joseph said. I'm not saying the chatzir is kone. But the words of Rashi could also lend themselves to mean what? We're not talking about being kone. Because Rashi knows the suffix later in Rabibi. And we know that that doesn't work for Kenyan. Rashi says, but you know something? Chatzir is kone in general. And therefore to put it on her sela is a Kabbalah. And Rabibi could therefore argue that even Sela Shoshnei, Rashi's setting it up because Rashi knows you're going to have problems with Rabibi. So Rashi says, what's going on here is not Kinyan Chatzir for itself. Rashi is trying to tell you that it's Kabbalah. And the reason why it's a Kabbalah because Chatzir in general is a Konan. And therefore Rabibi could say, what about if it's a Sela Shoshnei, but he has a Shachas to her, and it's something that she does keep things there, and it works for other Kenyanim. Maybe it's good enough, maybe it's for sure good enough in terms of that, but it's a Shal in the Ritzui, maybe it's a something whether it's good enough for Kabbalah. Rashi's saying all this because Rashi is understanding the idea here, not the way the other Rishon with Rashi, because you're back in the Makom HaChatzer, it's not mentioned in Rashi. Rashi means al derech this Tosfos Rin. All right, we'll have to see more about this and Kerem. So get Kerem more about the various Rishonim about the others. Let me see. All right.